Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode something, maybe 5,
six?
I don't know.
6.
Season
episode
6.
Episode something.
6. Yes,
wow.
It is
okay.
Episode
for
6.
For everybody, hello. Season 3, episode 6.
Sorry. I usually have my extra monitor that I use for work, but I don't today. So my notes are like kind of all on top of each other. And that's why I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what date is. I don't know anything. Yay. All right, Craptastic Blog, this one's for you. We are on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Check us out there, now on Amazon Music. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. We have seen no reviews. We prefer 5. We will take 4. Anything below that is a punch to the gut. Please don't do it. join our Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find our Facebook group. There are spoilers. Maybe season 7. Join. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. There are no spoilers there, but sometimes Christina and Peter like our posts. One each. We will tally.
One time.
join our Patreon. Patreon.com/Vanderpasta. There are so many fun things you can get. Let me pull up those fun things right now. Okay. For $1 a month, you will get all access to our pre-show, which is where Meredith and I catch up. There are no spoilers. Maybe there are spoilers to like other shows. Sorry about that one, but it's not Vanderpump spoilers.
That's
we also
true.
Talk about us. We talk about what's happening. We talk about literally anything except Vanderpump. And you can get access to all of our episodes that we record early. So today is January 11th. Hello from the past. You are probably in either April or May. I don't know. But somewhere in there. And you're like 3 months behind this. What a sad, sad time.
You're getting better at this like time travel, though. I'm so happy you said welcome from the past.
Welcome from the past. It's only taken 2 seasons. I've figured it out. So yeah, get our early episodes. They're super fun. They're more fun to listen to as is and not from the past, but you know, whatever. $2 a month, you will get everything I just mentioned, plus access to our after shows, which is where Meredith and I do spoilers.
Oh my God.
we will talk about any Vanderpump news. We will talk about any thoughts we had from the show. Sometimes I do a book report on someone and, you know, fun spoilers, fun times, whatever. Join us. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So in season 1, it was just Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Shining star.
At the end of season 2, we got Mariah. Hello, Mariah.
Hey, girl.
And then in season 3, at the beginning of season 3, we got Tracy. So, hey, Tracy, to all you haters that thought we'd always only have Jackie, we got Mariah and Tracy. Suck it.
We're anyway. Building a girl gang, and boys can join as well.
Right. We like boys too. And then for, sorry, lost it. For
my
$5
funny?
A month, you will get everything that I just mentioned. Plus, you will get to ask us any questions. I post a lot of the time, honestly, Jackie, and we have like such a fun relationship with Jackie though, that she just comments whenever and wherever she wants because she has that privilege. But $5 a month, I'll ask you for your opinion. We can talk about things. You can ask us any questions, Vanderpump or not Vanderpump related. Also, we will pick a patron of the episode. And since Jackie is still the only $5 patron, which makes her top tier, but not the only one in our hearts, because we have love for Mariah and
yes.
Tracy, and then that's it. But
and that's where it ends.
Jackie is our patron of this episode. Hooray, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. We love you, Jackie. Okay, also on our Patreon for $1 a month. I need to add this to the thing. Those are the basic things. But right now, we offer NYC Prep. But I think in future time, you will also get access, free access to NYC Prep on our Vanderpump podcast. So on this podcast, go find NYC Prep. Because yes. It's part of our new show that we're doing called One Season Wonders. The show
all of our One Season Wonders will be up there as soon as we finish recording them. So by the summer, I think we'll have another one out too.
But yes, One Season Wonders is our new show where Meredith and I watch a show that only had one season and we talk about it. And this season we did NYC Prep and it was fantastic. It was like Gossip Girl, but worse, but better, kind of.
Yeah. We also, all of our Summer House content will be there too.
Yes. Meredith, you know, we are doing another podcast, Summer House. It is still airing, I think, at this point, maybe March, April.
Who knows what day it is for them in the future.
Whatever. But Summer House season 5 came out on February 4th, and we did a live podcast on our new podcast called Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast. So you should go listen because we will be doing seasons 1 through 4 as well, but those will probably be released on our Patreon first. So it's going to be the same Patreon that has everything, the patreon.com/Vanderpasta.
Buy one, get one. Buy one podcast, yeah. Get a second free.
It'll be all of the stuff we do because we're too lazy to make multiple pages. Fuck. Okay, I think that's it. Hooray. Sorry, Cryptastic Blog. Okay, Meredith, are you mixing it up?
I'm not. I'm working really hard on not drinking on what I call school nights, which includes Sunday through Thursday.
As I said on my pre-show, I can only do so much.
Ooh, that sounded so good.
I'm mixing it up. I have a Truly lemonade. I deserve this. I need the drink. Ugh.
This is my version of dry January because I can't take off the weekends.
Ooh, black cherry is my favorite.
Ew, no.
I like it. I think it's the best. Okay, let's get into this episode of Vanderpump Rules. So, previously on Vanderpump Rules, Tom Schwartz walked out in the middle of his shift at pump, and Lisa and Katie are both pissed because what kind of father will this make him? Stassi and Kristen saw each other for the first time, and the first thing Kristen asked Stassi was about Jax. Jax is really pissed that Katie didn't text him about his nose job, so he decided to bring up this rumor that Katie motorboated a dick, which seems even. Kristen will take down Katie just like she got taken down last year. And Jax and Katie fought at brunch while Tom Schwartz looked like he meditated. Tom Sandoval was trying to end it, but Tom Schwartz was taking a little nap. He did not give a fuck. Okay.
Yikes.
Okay. Also, wait. Okay. I wrote this down. I knew I'd forget. Take a breath. Discuss. So, before we get in this episode, because this is kind of relating to it, I watched the credits, right? Everyone's mm-hmm. there. We get all the main characters. Stassi was previously, until this season started filming, in New York. Do you think Stassi partly came back to be on the third season of Vanderpump Rules? Do you think like her contract made her? Because we haven't seen her boyfriend yet, and he hasn't moved into the house yet, or the apartment.
Well, you don't know if he has moved into the apartment.
As of when we saw the apartment, yes. He hadn't yet.
Yes. I'm going to say 50-50. Okay. I think I could see his talk of like moving to LA and then she's like, well, I might as well go back and actually be a part of season three.
I kind of think the show contracted her into it. And they were like, you have to do the third season. And she was like, ugh. And Patrick sounds like he just records, so maybe he could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That remotely. I guess that makes more sense, is like she's using him as the excuse for coming back, but she probably was the reason they're moving to LA.
Yeah. Plus they make good money maybe on the show.
Yeah.
They
think so.
Work at Sir and they seem still broke, but I don't know how. Whatever.
I wonder if she negotiated more too.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of thought about that because she was in. It's not like she's a friend of the show. Like she's one of the main people.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I wonder.
Well, they filmed that portion after the season.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I just wondered if she was maybe contracted into it. But whatever. Yeah. So we open up at Tom and Katie's apartment. Katie is making Tom's hair all funky for a modeling shoot he has when Stassi walks in on it.
Do you guys do this all the time? Yeah. Do you guys do this all the time? And listen, I would think that Tom and Kristen did a lot more stuff together that's weird. I don't think this is as weird.
Yeah, this is. And they could have easily said, we're trying something out for a modeling shoot. It's not that weird.
No.
But whatever. Stassi says Katie and Schwartz do have their problems, as most couples do. But they work really well together.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It looks like they work well. So,
and they're different than all the drama couples. Like they are, 100%. They're pretty stable.
So Tom got a call from the pump manager because pump needs some help on Sunday. Do we think this is a good, is he going to succeed? I know.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel if you're calling Tom Schwartz to help you.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's get into some drama. Katie told Stassi what happened at lunch after Stassi and Christina left and how, you know, Jax was incredibly rude.
Just screaming at her.
At the very least. And Tom Schwartz says that Katie just had to bring up the allegation. And I was like, fuck yeah, she does.
He's
spreading rumors. I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? Motorboating a dick.
Start drinking, everybody.
And Tom also says that Jax and Katie were both being dicks. When Katie's like, excuse you.
They kind of were, but you don't say this. Like, Katie had a right to be a dick because someone's spreading rumors about her and her boyfriend isn't standing up for her. So she's going to stand up for herself. So I think in every argument you have, you're going to be a little bit of a dick. But she wasn't, like, as aggressive, mean.
Yeah. Like, she just really wanted to know what the fuck was happening with this rumor. And then Jax got really defensive and was rude. So Katie was rude back.
Yeah. But she like was kind of like the biggest thing is like, I would say the biggest reason she was being like a dick is because she was like raising her voice at him. But like sometimes when somebody is yelling so loud, you do have to yell louder.
Yeah. 100%. And then Stassi says something. I agree with this. Stassi says that she feels offended that Schwartz is defending Jax, a bully who's just ruining people's lives.
I don't like that Stassi gets involved in this, though, because she makes it about her in a way.
Agreed. But she says if she was Katie, she would get offended.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I agree, because if you're going to defend Jax, don't do it in front of me, who's literally fighting with Jax.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, we're just going to... Like, Tom kind of reminisces on when they were all friends and things were good, but I think that's, like, a waste of time. Obviously, things aren't good, and your girl.
I think Schwartz needs to learn how to separate his friendship. Like, he can be friends with Jax as long as it doesn't pertain to anything Katie does. Like, you can have separate friendships and, like, be in a relationship with Katie and be friends with Jax. Just don't bring him up. He can't talk about her. Like, no, you're bad. It's kind of like how Sheena needs to navigate her friendship with Kristen and Ariana. Like, you can separate those two things, but you have to walk a very fine line. Like, they can't talk about each other to you.
Agreed. Okay, so now we're at Sheena's apartment where Kristen's there. She's bitching about Katie being so, like, in her relationship, and Katie's expecting a ring, and she's not going to get a ring, and Sheena obviously agrees. Yeah, I don't think Kristen likes that Katie has like an okay relationship going with like someone she was dating for a long time, because it didn't work out for Kristen.
Well, think Katie is the last one standing out of that friend group. Like, Katie and Schwartz are, which I don't know what I don't know going into season one, if we had to take bets without like spoiling things of who would be the last one standing, like what people would say. But I kind of think it would have been Tom and Kristen.
Same.
I don't know. I think Kristen might be a little just bitter by like the demise of her relationship, and that she can still see that they're so strong.
You know what? Kristen knows that they're not so strong because Katie's motorboating dicks in public.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So Kristen tells Sheena about the interaction behind her that Kristen and Katie had, you know, the one where it wasn't awkward till Kristen had to open her mouth. And Kristen's most upset because she thought Katie was her friend for a long time and like basically her sister. And now that's all gone, all because of Stassi. In Kristen's eyes, it's all because of Stassi.
Which I can feel for Kristen here. Like, losing a friend you've been friends with for so long, this is really hard. I think it is really hard to let some, like, these things go. So I get why she's kind of holding on tight and then also lashing out, because she's mad at you, but she loves you so much. It's hard to just, like, walk away from friendships, in my opinion. I have a really hard time walking away from friendships that even end amicably. Like, this one is a disastrous ending, but, like... Yeah. Any friendship, I feel like if you really, really cared about each other, it's hard to walk away. So I feel for Kristen here a little bit.
But, you know.
Like, look what you did.
But Kristen did do wrong. And I will say, like, Kristen has a lot of faults. But I think her biggest one is, like, not being able to realize how her situation is very different from other people's situations.
Yeah.
And it's a constant theme.
I don't think she owns her part in this friendship ending. No. Like, she looks at Stassi and Katie and says, like, they're just mad at me. Like, I've already apologized. And it's like, well, it takes more than just apologies. It takes time to get over these things. And if you really wanted to be friends with them, you should kind of repent for your sins, not just with an apology. Yeah. Like, I have a friend, like, not to this level of something, but it's like, you fucked up. I'm going to need more than just an I'm sorry. I don't need you to, like, beg for my friendship on hands and knees, but, like, I'm going to need, like, a little bit of, like, effort here and, like,
yeah, you
need to put a little bit more into this and, like, kind 100%. Of a little bit, not beg. I don't know what word to use, but, like, try hard to get this friendship back.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Katie and Kristen have matching tattoos?
No. And you can tell this was from, I think, season last season. One. Or is it season one? It was like,
I thought it looked like season one. Because season two is when Katie had orange hair.
That's true.
And I think in the flashback, she had brunette.
You're right. It's interesting that they, like, filmed this and we obviously didn't get this.
Well, it says let it be, which is what Kristen wants Katie to do. This is why you don't get matching tattoos with people.
She is pretty. I would say she's letting it be.
I would say Katie's letting it be too. Kristen's Katie's the one that's letting not it. Letting it be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all Stassi's fault. Oh, and then Kristen says, I love these words. I love when Kristen just says stuff. I just want everyone to get along. And in my head, I'm like, then why'd you cheat on Sandoval with Jax?
Not even just and that. This season, why are we, like, bringing up Miami Girl? Yeah. Why are we spreading rumors?
I had a whole list. I was fucking ready to just.
You just want to be civil?
She can't. She can't.
But why are we having fights at Sheena's birthday? Like,
yeah. So Kristen really wants everyone to get along. And to do this, she's going to reach out to Stassi and text her. To which Sheena is kind of like, okay. And then we get a quick flash to, one of the last times Stassi and Kristen were together when Stassi slapped the shit out of Kristen. And it's my favorite. But Kristen does it anyway. She texts Stassi and Stassi gets it when she's at Katie's apartment. And it says, hey, wanted to talk to you if you're free to meet up this week. And this is when Stassi tells us this is the first time she's heard from Kristen in a year. In a year! And this is what Kristen opens up with. Well, if you're going to text someone you haven't talked to in a year, you got to be like, especially someone you did super dirty, you should be like, I'm really sorry.
See, I think a simple text like this is better. And then you can sit down at, like, because you want them to come. So you don't want to, like, start a texting war back and forth.
I guess. Yeah.
So I think something very easy. I think this text was good. Like, hey, I would love to meet up, because it leaves it open-ended. So whatever Stassi wants out of it, she can probably get, like, she thinks she's going to get it at least.
I'm slightly surprised that Kristen didn't try reaching out when Stassi was in New York, just because Kristen's, like, kind of neurotic. And I feel like she would have texted a lot and been like, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Until Stassi blocks the number. But no, this is the first time. And Stassi really just wants an apology, a poem. Perhaps a haiku, whatever works. So we will see. Oh, but this is when. So Sandoval told Schwartz that Kristen is plotting to take down Katie and Stassi. And Schwartz, of course, relays this information to his two gal pals.
Yep.
And Stassi's like, whatever. Well, Stassi's more like, she texts Kristen back and she says, yeah, no problem. So she's going to meet up with Kristen. And she basically says, like, if Kristen is going for Katie and Schwartz, Stassi's going to go for Kristen. Which I'd be more scared of more scared of Stassi than Kristen, let me tell you.
Well, this is great because, I don't think Stassi's, like, I think it's kind of dumb. Stassi's expecting an apology. She kind of has already gotten one. Like, that's done and over with. Like, the apology's over with. If Kristen wants a friendship, I would expect, I don't know, things to happen from Kristen to, like, try and earn back the friendship. But also, this isn't good going in for Kristen. Like, already hearing that there's shit going down, which Stassi has already known, like, the actions, but not really knowing that Kristen wants to take Katie and Schwartz down. Like, this is not good for Kristen. And this is why you do a general text, because this is an argument that could have started via text and ruined this whole meeting.
That's very true. Yep. So now we're at Pump. Lisa is going through everything because she's about to have 350 people for Frontier Magazine Party, where they're going to invite all gay mayors from around the world.
I love this.
All the gay mayors are going to come together. Not literally. Figuratively. Well, kind of literally. They're all going to like come to Pump. But
you know, not. They're not coming fun. At Pump.
So the Toms are here, and Lisa tells them that she needs them to pass drinks. And Sandoval, this is basically
no.
This is the biggest dick punch that Sandoval has ever received. It seems.
I agree with this. This is like such a like, because there's obviously going to be bartenders. So yeah. You're telling me I'm kind of like the worst bartender that I have to do the tray passing.
Yes. So. It is very demoralizing. Tom Sandoval explains that bartending is kind of the top tier and tray passing is the bottom of the barrel. And you just stand there with the tray and you don't move.
Because like James could do this.
I get where he's coming from. At the same time, this sounds like an easy way to make a couple bucks. You just stand there with the tray.
I guess. Right? But I would be like, why am I not the one who's going to be behind the bar?
Because you don't work at Pump.
I get why Schwartz is doing extra. Tray passing, but like, what the fuck?
You just need extra hands, just right? Me. When you get pulled in as an extra, you just like do whatever. I'm fine with this. I know he's like super pissed. I don't think it's meant to hit his ego. I think it's just meant as like,
no
extra hands.
Lisa's not trying to like be a dick to Schwartz, but it's like, hey, I need this. And I need, because of the party's theme, I think that's why they're doing it. Because it's like 50 gay mayors. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she wants all guys working at hot guys. People she trusts too. Like, this is an important thing to her. So, like, yeah, James in theory could do this job. But does she really want James there?
Mm-mm, no. You want someone who knows, like, the idea of tray passing, at least. I don't. If she asked me a tray pass, I would look at her and be like, I literally don't understand what
I know is. More than Jax, because the way this ends up, whenever we get there, I will tell you how that went so wrong.
Great. Okay, so
the only reason I know is because of Below Deck, by the way.
Oh, I love that. Education from Bravo. So Sandoval says he'll do it if Jax does it. And Schwartz completely gets it. He's like, yeah, don't put me behind the bar. Happy to tray pass. Whatever.
Great role for Schwartz. Schwartz is like, can I do this every weekend?
Yeah. So Lisa then is like, are you excited to meet 50 gay mayors? And Sandoval is like, yeah, I've met 50 gay men before. And Lisa's like, no, mayors. And she's still saying this in her accent. British accent. Mayors. And she goes, yeah, Sandoval's like, yeah, males. Yeah. And
yeah, she's 50 like, gay males. Yeah.
Yeah. So the gay men are the males.
And mayors.
Lisa in the dumbest American accent. And not because Lisa can't do an American accent, but because just to prove her point.
To enunciate the Y.
Mayors.
Mayors.
Mayors. And Sandoval's like, oh, mayors. And she's like, that's what I fucking said.
I've been saying that for 10 minutes. Yes.
I didn't have trouble understanding her the first time that she said mares.
I didn't. I wouldn't say it's the clearest.
Did you?
English speaking, but like I understood it.
I think the way we say it is uglier than the way she said it.
No, oh, I agree. I understand like where the first confusion came from, but the second one was even more clear still with her accent.
Yeah, males. That was my favorite.
But I guess like, once you're on like a one-track mind.
Yeah, you're like.
Like he was not thinking mayors.
I think men, yeah. Okay, so now we're out to lunch. This is it. Kristen's waiting at the table. She's got a bottle of wine ready and she pours into two glasses. Stassi rolls up.
I have a question really quick here. Yes. Do you think it's a good idea when you're meeting with an ex-friend to get a whole bottle?
Yes, kind of. A little bit. Slightly.
I feel like that's a commitment. Like, what if she storms out? You're just going to drink there alone?
That's very true. I don't like that it was a whole bottle, but there definitely should be alcohol.
Yes, maybe I was thinking one shots glass of wine. Better. Oh, shot, I would have just buy by the shot. Glass.
Yeah. Or maybe you. Kristen's kind of an alcoholic. She'll take it down.
I could finish this on my own, but I feel like it's like you're committing to being there for like an hour.
That's true. Okay, so we walk in. Hey, how's it going?
I liked how this started. Yeah. Very friendly.
Very friendly. Welcome back to LA. It's slightly awkward, but not awkward enough where I'm cringing.
There isn't too much tension. I thought this was going great. Yeah.
But we do get a fun little reel of the past season two of Kristen repeatedly saying that she didn't fuck Jax. And then the truth finally coming out. I love a good flashback. Those are my favorites.
Especially like receipts. Like
I love
Stassi was saying, this girl lied to me for basically a year that she didn't sleep with my boyfriend. And here's all the time she lied to me. And then here's her finally saying what she actually fucking did.
Also, Kristen does apologize. She says, like, sorry for everything that happened. It wasn't malicious. And Stassi's like, what a weird thing to say, thank you. I don't think either Jax or Kristen were thinking when they fucked.
No.
But it is a malicious act. Maybe it wasn't done.
Did you hear Kristen also say she really wanted to take this secret to her grave?
Take it to her grave, yeah.
I was like, don't admit that.
Malicious. That's malicious. I was like, you realize you did something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are things I've lied about, and I want to take them to my grave, but I'm never going to. If I finally get caught, I would not tell people. I still didn't want them to know.
Hey, I fucked your boyfriend and I was going to take that to the grave.
And I wanted us to be friends for 90 years and me to never tell you.
And I didn't mean it maliciously. It was like just an accident. I just fell onto his dick.
All my clothes fell off. His did too weirdly and it happened.
Just, it
twice.
Inserted.
Weirdly, twice.
Once while Drive was on, it just, you know, you're driving so fast. It was just us cutting that on.
We were driving real fast.
Okay, so now Stassi's basically like, let's talk about the thing I'm most concerned about. Why are you trying to take Katie and Schwartz down?
Well, she goes, let's talk about the rumor. And Kristen's like, which rumor?
Oh, yeah. Which rumor?
And I'm like, what?
So many.
Tell me more.
Kristen motorboating a dick. Because I don't understand it. Katie motorboating a dick. Everyone motorboats a dick, so you don't get it. Okay. Kristen says... She's like, oh my God, I'm not trying to take them down. This information was brought to me. And in my head, I'm like, so Kristen in her mind gets information and must spread.
Yeah.
You know, she must
spread. If you're trying to get your friends back, this is the perfect moment. If you get information to bring it to them and be like, hey, I really care about you. I know we're not friends. Here's what's being said. Like,
she could have played this so well. Yes. She could have played it so well.
Yep. This is how you get your friends back. This was set up perfectly for you.
I heard this rumor. I just want to let you know, like, these are the people spreading it.
Yeah.
Just so
I haven't said anything. It's been brought to me and I want to.
Instead, this bitch in the back of Sarah is like, how's motorboating that dick? Well, that was aggressive. Oh, okay. So not only is there a rumor about Katie cheating on Schwartz, but there's also two rumors about Schwartz cheating on Katie, which... Kristen, again, you could have brought this information. You could, oh my effing God. She had three chances.
It's all about Kristen. So it's like, I don't get why everybody's mad at me for cheating when everybody's cheating.
Kristen, I don't know. But she, I love how she goes, I've been exiled and quarantined. And I was like, bitch, you don't know what quarantine is.
Just wait how many years. Yeah. Just wait some years. You'll know what quarantining's like.
Yeah. Kristen's the true victim in all of this. So Kristen's like, fine. Here's the issue, right? Okay. So the one rumor is that Schwartz fucked one of Tiffany's, who is Jax's girlfriend. One of her friends in Vegas. The other rumor is that Schwartz made out with one of Sheena's friends. And each respective party, Jax and Sheena, are the ones that are telling this rumor, right?
Yes. And Kristen does say she did not witness any of this.
Mm-mm. She's just gonna spread it like wildfire, baby.
Yep. But like... I'm just being told this. It's not my fault. I hate people like that. You're kind of the worst.
I know. I love that she's like, I don't hate Katie. It's Jax and Sheena who don't like Katie.
Oh my God. But Stassi knows all the none of these people are Katie's friends. None of them have her back because, like we said, Kristen, this was the perfect opportunity just to bring it to Katie. Same with Jax. Jax to Schwartz about even like Sheena. Like you're begging to be these people's friends. Like
I got a bone to pick with Jax about this rumor that we'll get into, but I think he's a fucking idiot. That's all I have to say.
Here's the thing. Idiot. I love to gossip. I'm gonna own it right here. But like, I don't claim to be these people's best friends when I'm gossiping about them.
Yeah. 100%.
My best friends, if I heard something, I would literally be pretty pissed that they didn't tell me themselves. So like, that's why I would honestly confront them.
Yeah.
I don't gossip about my friends. Especially, I mean, I'll complain about my friends, but like true gossip. No.
Yeah. If it was someone I knew didn't like my friend and was like, hey, your friend cheated on her boyfriend, that's when I would call my friend and be like, listen up, guess what,
here's what's being said, like, we gotta talk about it. Yeah,
there's gossiping, but like it has to be matched with loyalty to the people you got their back. Because in high school I did have a nickname at one point called the Daily Herald because I wrote a gossip column in the newspaper. It wasn't like naming names and it really wasn't like that spicy, but I would know all these things. I wouldn't publish them because I'm not, it was a school newspaper, but they did call me the Daily Herald because I had all the juice. I had all the news, but I never went around and was like, guess what I heard about my best friend Wildfire. I like fucking kept it under wraps.
Here's the thing about gossip is you can only spread it to the people. We've talked about this before. You have to have the people you trust when you're like in theory spreading it. Like you're informing your friends of the gossip being told, not be like, they're not going to go tell more people. It's like, listen, we just share it within our community here. Yeah. So we're all up to date on everything. I'm not looking to spread it far and wide. I just want my friends to be up to date so we can discuss.
I love recently. So I have like a group of home friends and we're like all close, but we, you know, we have our own many like not issues with each other, but it's a group of like 10. So obviously there are people you trust more. And one of my good friends was on FaceTime with me and my best friend. And this good friend's like, Alicia, I heard gossip about you, but I like, don't want to, you know, I'll tell you later. And I was like, you can't just say that while another person's here and like not share it. And I'm going to tell this person anyway, so you might as well just share it. And my friend's like, I don't want you to tell anyone. And I was like, no, but I'm going to tell this person. I'm going to tell my best friend. What the fuck you mean?
Okay. If people tell me not to tell people, I typically don't. I need to tell one person.
He said it was about me. And I was like, I'm going to tell this person.
When people tell me not to say things, I don't. Yeah. I have to tell one person outside of like who does not even know.
The group, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's about someone else, I'll keep that however they want to keep it. But if it's about me, I'm going to tell whoever the fuck I want.
Same.
Let me tell you. Okay, let's get into Jax's therapy session. This is the first time his therapist is seeing his new nose. Oh my God.
Okay, it is wild like how much Jax is going to therapy. Like we saw him see that therapist season one, but like here we are, pretty kind of dedicated, I would say.
He goes once a year during the season.
This is like the second
I'm just kidding.
One. We're really peeking it up here.
So Jax considers himself a guy's guy. He's very tough. He's not emotional. But recently, he just watched The Green Mile.
And great movie.
He just related to the tough guy with the puppy dog personality. To which I was like, where, bitch, where?
I know. Where? I, like, couldn't. This was kind of bad because, like, I feel like guys are kind of this way where they are like are supposed to be like tough and not have emotions. Mm-hmm. And so it is kind of nice to see him admit this, but like him talking about the fact that he's like crying over this movie. I just like couldn't keep a straight face.
I was more of like, he's like, I'm this emotional puppy dog underneath. And I'm like, no, you're not. Tom Sandoval's and not even underneath, he's an emotional puppy dog.
He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Schwartz, I would say, is like maybe an onion, you know, you peel back one layer.
Yeah.
But Jax, I don't see any kind of emote, like never.
Besides anger.
Until he gets caught. When he gets caught, he brings Stassi flowers. But
that's fake. That's manipulative.
Yeah, 100%.
Here's the thing, though. His therapist asks how he's handling his anger and shutting down in these big moments. And of course, Jax brings up this whole Katie and the cheating conversation and how he got so upset. And like, hearing his therapist talk through this, it like really solidified things in my mind. I was like, fuck, he really does like go off. He goes off the handle. And I don't even think he realizes like what he's truly yelling about at like towards the end of the conversations.
Yeah, I think he automatically goes into defense mode.
Yeah.
Because Katie was just like, hey, and I thought she brought it up fine, where she was like, hey, I hear you're like telling people I'm motorboating a dick. What's up with that? And immediately he's like, well, you're being a bitch.
Yeah.
You're the one that's doing this. I don't know what you're talking about. You slut. And everyone's like, okay, bro.
Whoa.
So, Jax loves Schwartz and he feels like, Katie and Schwartz are going to end up like Kristen and Sandoval ended up. So Jax is just trying to do his best to save his friend. But puppy dog, you're playing it wrong. If that's what you're really trying to do, you're playing it so you're the villain. You're trying to be the hero. You're not, you can get both. Like you can be both by getting to like, there's the same goal. You're just going left instead of right. You know what I mean?
I also think if we peel back the layers on like what he's saying versus probably what's actually happening, like this is what he's saying because he thinks this is what like is happening inside his mind. But I really connected with this about what Schwartz was saying last episode about how Jax is kind of like a jealous girlfriend. Like we talked about, like Jax probably feels kind of left out that Schwartz spends so much time with Katie and he wants his best friend. He thought, like Sandoval breaking up with Kristen, he would have time and like would have someone since his girlfriend's in, or since Jax's girlfriend is in Las Vegas, like he has nothing.
Yeah. Do you think Jax, cause he's not trying to break up Ariana and Sandoval. Do you think Jax is a little pissed that Katie, like Schwartz still has this connection with Stassi? I think Jax will always love Stassi. And I think anyone that's friends with Stassi is just like, because wouldn't you be mad if your best friend was friends with your ex still?
A little bit, but also think, like, Ariana showed up to the pool day. Like, Ariana will, like, chill and hang out, and she's super chill. And there's not as, like, long of a history where they have had fights. I'm sure Jax and Katie have had, like, bickered in the past about things that he's just resentful.
Jax screwed over her best friend, so there's just that whole thing. Yeah. But a part of me is just kind of like, I think Jax also resents Schwartz in a way for having a close relationship with Stassi that Jax doesn't have anymore. So he's just going to break that up. So then Schwartz doesn't have a connection to Stassi. Yeah,
all ties would be cut off.
Cut. Yeah. I don't know.
He probably wants to like hurt Stassi too. And this is a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause Stassi's very sad about Katie and Schwartz.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of, we are back at Katie and Tom's apartment. Katie is getting ready for work. Stassi's there. Stassi looks fantastic. I haven't said that a lot this season, but finally Stassi's getting into it. She stopped wearing white. Okay, so Stassi tells Katie about the lunch with Kristen, and Stassi says it's very different because Kristen knows that her and Stassi can never be friends again, so Kristen's not even trying.
Yeah, this was like very cut and dry. There was no arguing. It was it was actually pretty civil for what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. So then Stassi tells Katie about the two Schwartz cheating rumors.
Yikes.
And Katie's face is like slightly horrified, but then she goes into like, I don't believe it. It's got to be bullshit. And Stassi's like, yeah, it's definitely bullshit. Schwartz isn't a cheater.
No, he isn't.
And Jax and Sheena are both like, as they call them, losers who are just trying like hate Katie and like don't have Schwartz's best interest in mind. You know, like,
here's the thing. The credibility of the sources too. Jax, zero credibility in my opinion. Sheena, I think has some credibility here. This one I'm like 30% worried about.
Yeah, I agree. But I get it, right? You hear a rumor coming from someone that doesn't like you and you're like, well, that can't be that true.
Yeah.
You're like, you hear a rumor. You're just kind of like, well, they're trying to take me down, as Kristen says it.
Yeah, I believe in like Schwartz as like a not cheater before I truly believe these rumors. But like the Vegas one, I'm like, fuck no, there's no way. Like, I don't believe Jax. When would this happen again? Yeah. We need like a timeline again. Like, they're cheating rumors in the past. This like kiss with Sheena's friend is just like more subtle that it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's more happened. Likely to be like pushed under the rug.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So Katie, again, she's like, I've been dating Schwartz for 4 years. He's not a cheater. But Stassi really feels, this is where I'm like, oh, Stassi's heart is growing. She feels so bad for Katie.
But
no.
If Schwartz is going to hang out with shitty people, Schwartz is going to do shitty things, which I agree with. I think the company you keep shows a lot about who you're being as a person.
100%.
So is Katie going to be friends with them? We don't know, but Katie's got to find the truth.
She's going to investigate tonight at work. I like this. Yep. But I think she should have gone to Schwartz first. She says she's going to go ask Sheena and Jax what's up.
Yeah.
But I do like that she's investigating this rumor. She's not just believing anything.
Yeah, she definitely should have went to Schwartz first, but I don't think she should bring Schwartz to Sir, because then Sheena and Jax are going to have Schwartz's back over Katie, like telling Katie the truth.
Well, there are, they would probably also deflect about Katie's supposed cheating rather than Schwartz. I don't know. This would just blow up if all four of them
motorboating a dick.
So then- motorboating. What's that song?
Next time I go to a club, I'm going to look around and be like, anyone motorboating dicks here?
Stop.
Anyone?
I like can't.
It's such a weird thing.
Especially if a guy's standing in front of you, I'm never going to
be like oh my God, this is all I'm going to think about now. And it's going to be so bad. Okay.
Well,
so
it's just if you're at dick level, I guess, is all I'm going to think about. Like, so if somebody's standing on a chair, like fixing something, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like, fuck, I need to go.
Yeah. Be like, why do I have this urge to just put my face there and rub it back and forth?
I don't have an urge, but I'm just very curious. I just need to see somebody else do this now. I don't want to do this, but I need to understand.
But you know, that's what you're going to think about, and you're just going to be like, damn it.
I'm just
damn it. Like, part of me is like, do I do it?
No.
Especially drunk, he was going to be like, do I do it?
No, not happening.
Drunk me would be like, for the joke, for the comedy, do I just do it? For the comedy, is it just happening?
Oh my God.
Okay, so we're at Sir. Katie is here along with Kristen and Peter. Someone get Peter's chicken enchiladas and Jax. And Lisa's here. And she finds Jax first and tells him that he needs to work at Pump. Jax is horrified. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He just doesn't even want to work at Pump because he's got a good thing going at Sir. But
it's Lisa.
He's gonna do it. So Katie is at work. She goes over to Christina and Danny and tells them about the Tom cheating rumors, to which Christina is horrified. She cannot believe it. Like, absolutely not. These people are out to get Katie. Kristen is either lying or Sheena and Jax. We don't know. Who's more likely in this situation?
TBD.
Could be any of them.
We'll figure it out, though.
So now Kristen goes to the bar to talk to Jax. I love when these two interact because all I think is like, you two would make the most perfect toxic couple. And
no,
like I wouldn't want to like experience it, but I'd love to watch it on TV. Like, I'd just love to see these two go on a date.
I just think it's amazing they like still talk so friendly after everything.
This would be Are You the One? They would be a perfect match. Just like their messiness.
No,
it would just, yes.
This is like a bomb waiting to go off.
These two would murder each other and I'd love to watch. But so Kristen tells Jax that Stassi asked about her taking Tom and Katie down. And Jax is basically like, yeah, you are. And Kristen's like, you're the one stirring the pot. And Jax is like, no, I'm not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
both these two had their hands full of crumbs, but neither one of them reached in the cookie jar.
They're like throwing. It's like if something breaks and you're like throwing it at your sibling, like, no, I didn't do it. No, you did it. Yeah.
So Kristen says she will not get taken down for this when it's not totally her fault.
Nope. She's like, own the rumors. Own what you said. If you just own what you say, that's fine. And Jax is like, what did I say? I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You said you saw it. I never saw anything.
Yeah. He says he didn't see it. But this is where he says Schwartz did have fun with girls in Vegas. But, you know, he doesn't know about the sleeping.
He never saw it. He doesn't
never
know.
Saw Dick go in badge. So he has no idea.
He's Schwartz had fun. A little bit. Yeah. Could have happened. I never saw anything, though.
I love the, like, he had fun with girls. He was dancing, but
he's like trying to like room. Make Kristen think like, no, I said he's these crazy. Things and you yeah. assumed this.
You're like, crazy.
You came up with the like sleeping.
Like, I 1000% believe Jack said this though. At some point it was like, yes. Schwartz slept with her. So, Kristen ideally should just stayed out of it. So she didn't have to look crazy too, but now both yes. of them look insane.
I bet it went something like Jax was like, who knows? Maybe he even slept with her, you know? And Kristen was like, what? And he was like, I think so, maybe, you know, like,
I bet he implied, he's like, I don't know. I'm Schwartz and that girl went into that room. And then Kristen's like, did they sleep together? And he's like, I plead the fifth.
Like, it's really, like, they both had to go to the bathroom probably. And they went separate ways, but they turned lit the corner. The fire.
Yeah. He's the one that lit the fire, but isn't going to pour gasoline. You know, like he's just going to leave it there for someone else to pour. Like the whole fire like, set up.
Listen, with our light bulb analogy, he like broke the light bulb and left the gas, the tank of gasoline next to it. And he's like, you do what with you a gotta
sign,
do.
With a sign that said pour gasoline on light bulb yeah. and just nothing.
It's like your fingerprints are all over it because you're the one truly spreading this. And I only said it to you.
But then Jack says he would love nothing more than Schwartz to rail a girl right in front of Katie. Oh. This is so rude. This is just so fucking. This is where I think Jax just talks.
Yeah.
And then he gets caught. And then he's like, I didn't say that. I like don't even remember.
I think this goes in hand with like his therapy in a sense. He gets angry. So he like kind of blacks out and just like yeah. speaks. Doesn't think about what he's saying. How it's going to hurt his actual friends. Like screw Katie, honestly, in this thing. But like think about Schwartz.
Yeah, no. He's not thinking about anyone in this situation. Okay, so yeah, Kristen is basically then like, you said it, not me, goodbye. So that's the end of our fun Kristen Jax hangout that we all love. So we see a quick thing of James. He is working, he got his job back. I just want a little mini celebration there. We haven't had him all episode. I feel like,
oh god, missing.
Okay, so Katie then goes over to the bar and ask Jax to talk outside, which I think is great. We're not going to do it inside.
Yep.
Yes, very nicely. Jax is very upset by this. You can already see he's going into defense
mode. He's like, well, because he's freaking out. He's like, fuck. Like, Kristen already came up to me, so I know this is a problem that's out there. And now Katie's coming to me. Like, shit, I'm being confronted. Yeah. And he's probably in his mind, like, wheels are turning.
What did
like,
I say? What did I say? How do I backpedal?
Yeah, how do I get out of this?
So Katie says she wants to know what makes Jax hate her so much. And Jax is like, I don't hate you. I don't know what you're even talking about. Which is like, sir, yeah. sir, you've clearly given off the vibe that you hate her.
You just screamed at me at lunch.
So Katie's like, you're spreading rumors about not only me motorboating a dick, but about Tom cheating on me. What's up with this?
Yeah.
She says that, you know, Kristen has told Stassi, who told her, and so she knows. And Jax is like, what are you fucking talking about? I never said that.
I didn't do anything here. Settle it with Kristen.
Jax is constantly the dude that you see a police car coming down and he just puts his hands up.
Because
he did something illegal, but the cops aren't actually after him. He's always innocent.
Well, he's always, it's just like, it wasn't me. I didn't do any of this. And it's like, well,
why are your hands all painted red, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Deflecting to Kristen. Kristen's the one that's doing it. I love the mini Peter who's like, where is Katie? And then you get a flashback to Katie and Jack's just arguing.
She's like, where's Peter, Katie?
Do you think Peter really needed Katie at that point?
I bet that was from like 20 minutes earlier.
Katie's late to her shift and then like it's 20 minutes and they add it in. I love it. Okay. So Katie just wants an answer. Did Tom cheat on her in Vegas? And Jack says no. So Kristen's lying?
I don't know. I don't like, this is obvious that Jax is just deflecting this because there's no way Kristen would know this. Based on the story, Kristen couldn't have just made this up on her own. Like she's not the sole party.
That would look so dumb to be like, I wasn't in Vegas and no one told me. So I'm going to
say, or like I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
Hooked up with Katie.
I'm just going to pull this out of the ether because I know Jackson and Schwartz went to Vegas together. So I'm just going to make random shit up.
It's not Sandoval. Sandoval's a good friend. He's going to the grave with anything that fucking happens, it seems like.
He's the best one at keeping secrets, to be honest.
You're not wrong. Yeah, so Katie then goes to Peter and asks him to clock out and go home, which Peter seems slightly annoyed, but he's like, fine.
This was so my friend. Like, I'm basically done. Can I just clock out? I just really need to go home. Which basically means I need to go fight with my boyfriend in the back of this restaurant.
And I think Peter, you know, he's been nothing but a good friend to Stassi and Christina and Katie. So I feel like he's like, fine, you're my friend. I trust you.
Well, get it doesn't here, seem like it's that much bitch. Work. It's like, hey, yeah. Can you just give two tables their checks?
I'm pretty sure her shift was probably over.
Yeah. No, she literally said, like, I'm basically done. I just, like, have two more tables to cash out. Can you just handle it?
Cute. Okay, so back to Sir. We got Christina and Kristen sitting at that table. They're not talking, which, like, is not a surprise. Then Katie walks out, and out loud, okay, I know this is a show, and I know you, like, need to confront Kristen, but if this was me, I probably would have been like, Christina, can we talk privately? Given I'm not on a show, and I'm not fighting with a girl named Kristen, you know? But out loud.
Oh, really? Katie, I would want Christina there.
No. I meant, like, the way Katie went outside and was, like, not acknowledging Kristen, but then like, Christina, no one will tell me the truth about
telling me. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Kristen was like, I'm right here. You know, I would have been like, hey, Christina, it's bullshit. You know, or I would have talked in code until Kristen was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But it's fine. I get it. We're on a TV show when we all work together. So yeah, no one's telling Katie the truth. So Christina, being a bad bitch, turns to Kristen and goes, what the fuck is up? Like, what's happening? What's these rumors you're spreading around about my friend?
Christina always wants to get to the bottom of shit. I love it.
We're not going to go around.
Let's close this communication gap. Kristen, yeah. Your thoughts.
So Kristen says that Jax and Sheena are the ones saying they saw Schwartz cheat on Katie. And Christina's basically like, someone's a liar or you're all liars. So what the fuck's up, Kristen? You still haven't answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie then tells Kristen that Jax basically said that Kristen's lying. So he threw you under the bus. What's happening?
Yeah. What are you going to say now?
So then Kristen throws Jax under the bus and says that he did say that. And he also said that he wants Schwartz to fuck another girl in front of Katie.
This is why you can't say things and then burn them. Like, basically, Jax just, like, denied shit that he said to Kristen. And then also said another thing, which gave her more ammo against him. And then burned Kristen. It's like, let me just screw you too. Like,
this is why I think they'd be the funniest. They are the same person in with different genitals. Like, they are the same.
No, I think Kristen in a way is a little bit better because I don't think Kristen just makes shit up, just straight up makes things up.
Oh no. Kristen's she's a bitch. She knows what to do.
She has a little bit more integrity to, like, she'll peddle some gossip. But if she, like, she wouldn't go to Vegas with, like, Stassi or Katie and then just make up a rumor that they slept with someone. Like, Jax does that.
Just watching the two of them, they're like, we're kind of friends, but also fuck you is, like, the funniest thing.
Yeah. The problem is they play off of each other. Jax makes up shit and Kristen loves to peddle the drama.
It's so funny. Okay. So now everyone's like, what? Like, now it's even bigger, like a bigger mess. Someone's lying. So now Sheena, perfectly timed, walks in the back and she's basically like, hey guys, why is everyone arguing?
Oh my God. I swear production did not send her out. They just magically made this happen.
No, because her face was like, hey. Like,
and then she was like, fuck. Shit.
Yeah, I know.
I get myself into.
Christina's like, hi, Sheena. Welcome to our circle. Kristen just said you were spreading rumors about Katie and Schwartz both cheating. So what's up? And Sheena's like, I did see Katie motorboat a dick. Yes, this is true. To which Katie's like, I was fixing my shoes.
I didn't do it.
I love Sheena walks out. Christina's like, hi, how's it going? You're a bitch. Let's talk about why. And Sheena's like, yeah, I'm not even going to fucking like Katie motorboat this dick.
Sheena owns this shit. Like, yep, I was talking about this.
And this is where Sheena's like, I saw it. To which, like, last episode, there was so much he said, she said, I didn't even know. So Sheena's like, I saw it. And Katie's like, that was my shoe. And I just love, we finally got the truth out about that one. I think it's a perception thing. It's fine, whatever. But then, yeah, and I love Christina Kelly's like, how does one even motorboat a dick, Sheena? That's fucking stupid.
Also, this is just a distraction to this week's drama. Like, let's get over Katie, back onto Schwartz.
Yeah. So then Kristen is basically like, if you don't want me to, because then Katie's like, it's no one's business what I was doing when I was taking off my shoe / like dick level. And Kristen's like, if you didn't care about me cheating, if you don't want me to care about you cheating, why do you care about me cheating? This I'm is like, about Kristen, me.
It's somebody different. Motorboating a random guy's dick and you sleeping with your friend's boyfriend while cheating on your boyfriend is so different. If you can't comprehend that, let's just stop talking altogether.
Your friend's boyfriend, who's also your boyfriend's best friend.
Like, you have a giant ass web over there, and Katie basically has like one string from a spider. Like,
I love the theme of Kristen being like, it's all the same.
Everyone, you cheated too. That's like saying like a mass murderer is the same as like somebody who accidentally hit someone with their car. I mean, we both killed someone. Like, no. We both
ended up in jail. Okay, just because you didn't pay your taxes and I murdered 70 people, we're both in the same spot.
So like, look at where we both ended up.
Both
like
the same people. No. And okay, so Sheena then is like, let's talk about the other rumor. Sheena confirms that she saw Schwartz make out with her friend 2 years ago, but she didn't know about it until a year ago. And she wasn't friends with Katie at the time, but she was friends with Schwartz. So that's why she didn't say anything, which I think...
I'm good with this. I'm honestly good with this. Well, like Sheena's explanation of why she didn't tell Katie. Yeah. I'm Sheena kind of okay
owns.
With this.
Sheena owns it that she saw. She like she's the one that told everyone it happened. She heard about it at this time, right? She's not like, I heard about it. You know, I don't even know. She's like, I heard about it a year ago. It happened 2 years ago. So she's got facts.
The timeline.
And then she's like, and this is why I didn't tell you. Better friends with Schwartz. It happens. Which cool.
But also, I mean, she's still friends with Schwartz, and now she's gossiping about it 2 years later.
Can we really quick? Okay, I understand this 1,000%. And Sheena's like, I'm a guy's girl. I don't like Honey, Sheena saying that.
Here's you're not my a guy's girl. She's not a guy's girl.
No. And here's my issue with it. I get it. I have guy friends that I'm not friends with their girlfriend. So when they do stupid shit, I don't say. Example, really quick. On my birthday, when I turned 25, whatever that was, one of my guy friends had a girlfriend who didn't make it to my birthday, but he ended up with making out with someone else at the bar. The girl has no idea. She's not going to listen to this. Sorry, bitch.
You didn't even name names.
I haven't said anything to this girl because I'm not friends with her, right?
Yes, you have your friends back, but that doesn't make you a guy's girl. Yes,
I'm not friends with her. There's no way I'm going to be friends with her. The only issue I have with Sheena saying, like, I'm a guy's girl, is you once tried to be friends with Katie, have tried so hard, would probably still be friends with Katie. If this girl,
if she let it happen,
like,
yeah.
If my friend's girlfriend was like, hey, I want to be friends with you, I'd probably still be like, no, not really.
Yeah.
But I think Sheena could be better friends and would want to be better friends with Katie than Schwartz. Yes. So that's where I'm like, you kind of fucked that whole thing
Here's
up.
The thing. Is you
also,
as a
you
girl,
work with her.
You can be friends with a guy, and that doesn't make you a guy's girl. You're just friends with guys.
With that
Being
guy.
A guy's girl is someone who cannot connect really, or not really cannot, but like connects better with guys than they do with girls. That's not Sheena. It's you're better friends with these guys because the girls don't want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Not because that's what's natural for you.
My only other thing is Sheena hangs out with Katie on a daily basis, and she could have easily been like, hey, I know we're not friends, but I heard this rumor. I just want to let you know. Like, I don't see this bitch, like, my friend's girlfriend ever. But I get it. I get why Sheena didn't tell Katie.
I just think 100%. I don't think she has to tell Katie. I think it's shitty for Sheena to use the excuse that she didn't tell Katie because she's better friends with Schwartz. And then
don't say
6 months later, basically, make this gossip mill about your the friend you just claimed.
Sheena, just, you're not a guy's girl.
No, you're not. You're just vindictive against Katie because she doesn't want to be friends with you.
So then Kristen's still here, in case we forgot. Kristen then says that Schwartz is a good guy, but she totally believes that Schwartz cheated on Katie. And Katie's like, okay, who the fuck are you? Which I'm like, also, no one asked for your opinion, Kristen.
Oh my God.
She kills me. This bitch is crazy.
But then, of course, Christina Kelly's like, Kristen, what do you want out of all this? Like, like you're not going to get, like, forgiven just because you've, like, graced us with all this information. Like, what do you want?
Christina's like, you're so dumb. Christina is me in this, where her jaw just drops and she's like, did you speak again? What the like, fuck are you doing here?
What do you want from, like, what do you want here? Why are you here?
So Kristen and Sheena just leave. And Christina's basically like, God, I cannot stand Kristen. She says it and I died. So Katie texted Schwartz to come. So Tom's coming. And Christina asked Katie before Tom's gets there if Katie believes it, and Katie says she really doesn't feel like this happened, but I think just the constant rumor, you're like, I just need to know now, like I just need my boyfriend to look me in the face and tell me.
I've gathered all my information, I don't think it's true, but I still need to talk with him,
especially just because everyone, there's like 3 to 4 people now just being like, it happened, and you're just like,
this gives me a little bit of flashbacks in a sense to Kristen, where like, even if they're not true, having rumors being talked about, I feel like puts breaks in your relationship, because it makes you start doubting. And if you start doubting, then clearly you aren't as strong as you thought you were. Even if like you do trust your boyfriend and the rumors aren't true, it's like having that doubt placed in there is like, well, could it happen? I don't know.
Yeah. So, Schwartz rolls up in his tiny little car. He looks super nervous. He keeps putting his hands on his head, and he's like,
he's like, hey.
He walks up, Papa, what's going on? What's going on, Papa? So Christina is such a good friend. She's like, Katie, I'll call you later. I'm going to let you two talk. I love you. Goodbye.
This is your moment.
So Schwartz sits down, and Katie's like, look, there are these two cheating wormers. One with Jax's friend or Jax's girlfriend's friend, and the other with Sheena's friend. And Schwartz goes, the one with sleeping with Jax's girlfriend's friend, like, in Vegas.
I didn't do that.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Making out with one of Sheena's friends. That's, he's like, not bullshit.
I'm going to come clean. Of course we get like that commercial break thing. And
oh
it's
my
like,
God. I was like, poor Katie's face. I'm going to come clean. That's not bullshit. That's true.
It's true.
Katie's face was just pure.
But immediately, like, he also goes into, it was over a year ago. Like, we were in a fight. And she's like, don't you dare try and like explain this away.
This other girl's name was either Kate or Katie.
It was Kate. It was not Katie. It was something with a K though, or like similar.
That's insane.
Like Caitlin or Kate. Yeah. It was something very similar.
That's insane. Katie's face just, for me, broke my heart. I think it hurt because A, you find out your boyfriend cheated on you, and B, all these people that hate you were right. Like,
They've been talking about you, like, and they knew, like, every time
for a year,
Sheena looked Katie in the face, she knew that Schwartz had cheated on her.
I'm sad about it. Okay, so Schwartz said he was hammered and he was sloppy. He doesn't even remember it.
There's no emotion involved.
Yeah. And he did, okay, here's the other thing, right? He did it in front of a crowded bar, in front of people he knew. And Katie's like, you wouldn't even like to kiss me in public.
That was so sad.
And Tom Schwartz is like, Papa, I'm getting better. And I'm like, no, fuck you, man. I know. So then Tom does completely deny having sex in Vegas. But now Katie, you know, she doesn't know what's true, because
now that there's this doubt, she thought there was no way even this kiss happened. And now that that's happened, it's like, well, what else don't I know? Like,
and he's been lying for a year. There was a year he didn't tell her, which I think is even more just like, come on. Yeah. So then Schwartz says he's not a cheater, to which Katie's like, but you just told me you cheated.
But you are.
You just told me you cheated. And Tom feels bad, but not bad enough, because if he felt really bad, he would have told Katie right away, or like not even have done it. But, you know, whatever, to each their own. So now Katie does put her foot down and says she doesn't want Schwartz to be friends because Jax is making all this shit up about the sleeping rumor, which like now Katie's questioning. But if it's not true, that makes Jax a big fucking asshole.
How can you be friends with people who are spreading these many rumors about us and our life? Like,
so now, Schwartz texts Jax, who's behind the bar at Sir, to come the back of Sir, dude. And you see Jax again. He's like, fuck, another one.
The best is like the bar back. He's like, watch the bar for me. Jax is just like walking to his death and like,
I know,
being confronted by so many people. I don't feel bad for him, but like, no. He just was like, damn it, I thought this was over.
Oh, Katie didn't go home. She's still here. Peter let her off 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I thought this was done.
Well, Tom, okay, here's Jax walks back to the back and immediately goes, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Which is not a good start to this. Right? So then Tom starts to talk and be like, hey man, like I need to talk to you about like stuff. And Jax immediately gets defensive and will not let Schwartz say one fucking word. Just keeps talking, just like the lunch.
He's like letting it all out. Just Jax is making it about himself, like going off. And of course then Schwartz is like apologizing to like Jax, which is like fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry you're working and you gotta be here. To which Katie's like, are you fucking kidding
me? Don't apologize to Jax Taylor.
So Katie's the one finally, because Tom can't say anything. Katie's the one that's like, you told Kristen that you wanted to watch Schwartz fuck a girl right in front of me. What's up with that? And Jax is so just like condescending about his response. Did Stassi give you permission to talk to me? The fuck? Like, tell Stassi I say, hey, you guys are glorified roommates. And I think Katie's rightfully pissed. Like, there's no talking to this man.
Yeah, this is ridiculous because I just don't like when people can't focus on the topic at hand. Yeah. Like, Jax just loves to deflect so much that I never feel like we get anything out of any conversation with him. Because, like you said, he is asking about, like, the Stassi crap. And it's like... No, you just literally told Kristen you wanted my boyfriend to rail someone in front of me. Like, fuck you. And he admits to it. And it's like, you are so insane.
Yeah, it's so rude that they're trying to have a conversation and Jax just cannot. And it's like, oh, that's how I feel. I feel frustrated. That's exactly just, oh,
yep.
That's it. So now we're at Pump. It's like everyone went home that night and we just start the next day.
Yep.
So
next.
You know, Ken and Lisa watching the security cameras, and then Sam Eberheim, the artist, is here. I didn't know who that was until this, but that's his title. His art is really cool though. He makes portraits. He made a Lisa one and a Jiggy one and now a Ken one, and he also made a Pump one.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's not the Mona Lisa, but it is a moaning Lisa. Great. So now we're at the next day, I assume, is we're at Jax's apartment. Schwartz is here, and he is not happy. And Jax knows it. So Schwartz is basically like, what did you say happened in Vegas? Did you say I slept with some girl?
Yeah,
what did
you say to Kristen? Let's get this out.
Jax is like, yeah, I said what happened in Vegas. And Jax says that Katie's a bad person, and he basically is taking the breakup into his own hands. He's going to break up with Katie for Tom Schwartz. He's going to do it.
Which, like, Schwartz is like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
in this?
You can't just make this shit up about me.
Going back to our light bulb, Jax is pouring gasoline, but he's completely missing the light bulb.
Like, honestly. He knows nothing. He's, like, pouring it out of a 20-story building, and the light bulb's on the ground, and it's so windy, and it's like, dude, like.
Can't do it.
This isn't working.
Schwartz is so, he's like, you don't even know what you've done. And Jax is like, I know, I just get so mad. So I fuck up your life because I'm so mad.
And it's like, oh my, no. Even if you hate her, like, I get that you hate her, but no.
So here's Jax. Jax is implying that something happened in Vegas. And Schwartz is like, the fuck are you talking about? Is Jax crazy?
I don't know.
Did Schwartz do something, or is Jax crazy? I must know the truth.
I think this might be one of the things, like, I think Jax is reading into something. Like, he thinks something maybe happened. It's not like he saw
Schwartz go to the bathroom and then, like, a girl go 2 minutes later, but she actually went to the girl's bathroom and Schwartz actually went to the guy's bathroom kind of thing.
And it's like, okay, this, I guess, could have legs, but no.
The only thing Jax apologizes for is that he says he should not have called them glorified roommates. Wow. What a great friend to really apologize for the true root of the issue.
Amazing. Also, in this conversation, did you notice how Jax makes it the girl's fault? He says the girls put him in a bad place, so he goes off.
Yeah. If the girls, if Katie just went fucking yell at me and she's friends with Stassi, it makes me so mad. Men suck. Men suck. So Schwartz is actually pissed because he looks like, and I agree, he looks like a chump for staying friends with Jax.
Yeah.
And he's actually, Jax might not think he's happy with Katie, but he is.
I love that Schwartz says that. It's like, you don't think I'm happy, but I actually am. But like, you're just ruining my life.
Stop fucking it up. So now, Schwartz is very worried because tonight Katie is having girls' night at Stassi's with Christina. And it's going to be bad for him. I can't even. Yeah, it's going to be bad for you, bro.
We got the wine and ice cream therapy coming, which are not good signs. Have you ever actually done this?
I've done it for breakups, not for like a cheating thing.
Like, so like you have had this where like friends come over and bring you wine and like ice cream?
Oh, I've done it.
Or have you done this with someone else? I've never done this with my friends.
I've done it when my friend is like, we just broke up. I have been there to be like, what are we doing? Are we killing him? Are we eating ice cream? Are we drinking wine? Most of the time they pick wine and ice cream, but I'm always down for murder. But I feel like I'm always like,
let's just go get drunk then. I'm
that person.
We're going out. Like
when I break up, I'm like, so what?
Let's look hot. We're going to post things on Instagram.
Yes. I have had friends though where like, let's just sit down and cry.
No.
So I think it's to each their own, but you know, whatever. But then like, it's like everything's dropped because then Schwartz is like, hey man, we're trespassing tonight.
I know. Biffles. I know. I hate how quickly this goes away. I don't know if this is just because this is how guys work or Schwartz just can't handle this confrontation and has to be friends with Jax. But I do love that Schwartz is the one to break it to Jax because I feel like Schwartz deserves this. Where Jax is like, what the fuck?
This is where I wrote, I don't know which one of them I hate more, but one of them will be blocked for me. So just everyone know, I don't know if Schwartz or Jax yet, but this combo made me so mad. Okay, so now we're at Pump. The Toms are here. Schwartz is so sad he didn't sleep last night. And Sandoval's like,
this is actually so sad.
Sandoval's like, why? What happened? Schwartz is like, oh, I came clean about cheating. And Katie cried all night. And Sandoval's just like, oh no, I'm so sorry.
Because here's the thing. Schwartz did the cheating. Schwartz did the kissing. This incident, in my opinion, there are levels of cheating. I think this one is a low grade offense because
I agree.
Not that alcohol is to be like blamed, but it does color minimum it.
Sentence. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was shit faced. It was a mistake. Yeah. The lying does not help, but like this blowing up is Jax's fault. So like a lot of the problems with this moment is actually Schwartz's friendship with Jax, not the cheating.
And Schwartz says that. He says that Jax has been like planting seeds. And Sandoval gets more mad than Schwartz did.
Yeah.
Sandoval's like, dude, does that piss you off? It pisses me off. And Schwartz is like,
Schwartz is like, I can't really stay mad at him.
I'm not like a drama person. Shut the fuck up. Everyone's a drama person. Okay, so now Jax is here and Sandoval is basically like, Jax fucking sucks, man. No one else sees it but Sandoval.
Yeah.
So now it's time to work. We need pink shirts for the gay mares.
They're tiny on Jax, but
it's an XXL. And this dude's fucking about to break through
this was not good.
My favorite whole part of this was that Lisa's like, hey Schwartz, you're not even passing drinks. You have to go pass food because
we don't trust you. You are the lowest.
Schwartz is like, yes, this is not even the worst thing that's happened to me this week. So of course
I'll take whatever. And when he like brings it up, like Lisa's like, sell it to me. And he's like, I don't know anything.
This is a meatball. Lisa's like, no.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, but this is where Jax spills all the champagne. And I die laughing because like when you have that many glasses, you have to hold the bottom of the glasses against the tray as you like walk. So they wobble.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because, like, if one wobbles, the other, it's just like a, like, bowling. Yeah. It's like all the pins will drop.
So Jax is so fucking dumb. He's a bad bartender, which we saw in that episode where he had to go against Tom and Ariana. But he also sucks at tray passing, which is the bottom of the barrel.
He should have gotten food. Also, he was drinking one of those champagnes whenever it all happened.
I wrote down, Jax is taking down drinks. Oh, and he's taking them to the ground. Got it. Like, he was literally just like, got it. Also, quick Jeremy sighting, working hard, working two jobs to support his kid.
Love for these background characters is insane.
I love background. So now we're at Stassi's apartment. It is wine and pizza night, and we have hot sauce. Schwartz is going down. Hot sauce, he's going down. So Stassi is so sad. She never expected this from Schwartz. Everyone's in agreement that we hate Jax, but we also kind of are pissed at Schwartz. And Stassi's basically like, I can't be around Schwartz if he's gonna not only be around these people, but sink down to their level.
I can't be around him.
Mm-mm. No. Katie does confirm that she did go home last night. And I think here's where I think Christina and Stassi are really trying to understand where Katie's coming from in this, right? I don't know Christina's relationship, but Stassi's the type in relationships where if you fuck her over, she's out. She's going to make your life hell. She's not only out, she's going to destroy you.
But I think that's an immature thing to do. Like, Katie, I think, was mature by going home. Like, I live with this person.
Talking it out.
Yeah.
It was only a kiss. How did it end up like this? but I appreciate Christina, like, we're trying really hard. We understand everyone acts differently.
Yes.
But you should break up with
him. They, like, really want her to stand, like, her to stand up for herself, which I agree. But you can stand up for yourself and sleep at your home.
I agree with Christina, though, where she's scared that Schwartz admitting to making out might lead him to do worse offenses in the future.
No, that, like, the cheating offense is true. Like, that's...
Yes.
I've given you this little hurdle so it softens a blow. And then whenever I tell you about the sex, it's like.
Yeah. Katie, though, she's not even feeling the most hurt that Schwartz kissed someone else. She's most hurt that, like, Schwartz has had moments in their relationship where he's questioned staying with Katie.
He did say that.
Oh, my heart. And then Katie asked him last night if Tom sees them getting married, because she's got to know. Katie sees them getting married. The fuck is happening? And Schwartz does say that Katie is that person.
He's just not really ready. It doesn't seem.
He needs to figure it out. And Stassi says she doesn't want them to see them to break up. She never wants to see that. But Katie needs to stand up for herself. I agree. I don't know do you think is best move for Katie to, like, stand up for herself / punish Schwartz a little bit?
I think in theory, for me, if somebody cheated on me, I would need you to go stay with a friend for a little bit. I'm staying in our home because you did deed.
In this exact situation, like, someone was like, I made out with someone a year ago. It meant nothing.
I'd be like, need space. And we're going to need to, like, talk every day. Like, you can come to the apartment. You cannot sleep here. Like, we need to go about our routine. And, like, we can sit down and have conversations about this, and we need to work through this. But, like, you do not – maybe you sleep on the couch for this offense because it's, like,
I would probably say the couch. You can't sleep with me. I would need my space. But also, you're not allowed to completely have your space because you're not hanging out with Jax or Sheena.
That is a good point.
You can stay at Tom Sandoval's and only Tom Sandoval's if you're going to leave.
I wouldn't want to put, like, an ultimatum, because then it kind of makes it worse. Like, ultimatums make it worse, but, like, would need to be the one to tell me, like, I don't want to be around them. You know, like, I'm so upset with what they've done. Like, I would want you to, on your own, be able to say that to
me. I would probably say, like, you need to prove that I mean this much as you're telling me right now. You need to prove, because words are whatever at this point, because you've proven different from the words you're saying. You need to prove to me that I mean this much to you, or else I'm leaving, which is, like, the ball is completely in your court. And, like, I'm not going to leave if you show me things, and it's not really an ultimatum, but, like, if you fuck up, I'm out. Cause for the betterment of me, it's not so much like it's me or Jax. It's more like, you can do whatever.
I'd also, but if I'm not, like,
number one,
look in the mirror. Like, what are these people helping you with? Like, what are they doing for you? Because it's clearly not working for us. Mm-hmm. So, like, Katie, what do you think is going to change here? What's something's got to give?
I don't know. But Katie really needs her space. And she's not going to get her space because Schwartz shows up with flowers.
Boom.
I love, so Stassi's face is just like jaw dropped, like not even like, oh my God, jaw dropped. It's like, oh my fucking God, jaw dropped.
Do you like this? Do you like that he shows up?
I don't hate it, but I don't think it's appropriate. I think a more appropriate action.
I would want this.
No, I think a more appropriate action would have been probably like maybe texting Stassi, and Stassi would have said, no, do not come. And then maybe like at the apartment, having flowers and like a gift maybe that I can come home to after hanging out with my friends. Do not interrupt me when I'm with my friends. I'm going to be pissed because then are you going to stay? Can I kick you out? Like, I don't
want to
see
I think I would want this because to me, actions speak louder than words. Like everything you're saying, like that, like you're sorry and this meant nothing. Like I want you to show up for me. Like, but like this can't just be a one-time thing. Like,
yeah, no, you should have it at the apartment. Deck it out. Do some nice things for me. Bottle of wine when I get home. You clean the whole place. Make our bed. That'd be great. I don't need you crashing girl night. No pizza for you, bro. Get out.
I would want you to come later because they really haven't eaten or talked.
Come like, pick me up. Let me get drunk. Come pick me up.
Yes. Yes. Storm in at like 10 p.m. and be like, I love you. Come home. Like, we're going to work this out. Yes. Like,
I'm here to drive you home safe. I also brought flowers for your friends because I'm so sorry.
That's the thing is like when you listen, what guys don't realize is like, honestly, when you do something, you kind of destroy the relationship with the girl's friends too. Like, not that you need to make these big amends, but like you kind of need to prove to the friends too that like you're not going to fucking do this shit anymore.
Let me tell you, any of my friends that are still with their boyfriend that cheated, I hate him. I don't care. I don't care. I hate him. It's done. So yeah, he should bring Stassi and Christina friends or flowers, pick up Katie, take her home to a nice clean apartment.
What he should have done, stormed in, brought wine, ice cream, everything they needed and been everything. Like, I love you.
I love you.
Take the time you need. When you're ready, I'm here.
That's it. That's there the it one. There it is.
Because I like want you to show up and be like, I shouldn't have done this, but you're right. Like taking her away what from her friends.
Season 3, episode 6. We must send this to any future men in our lives. Be like, just so you know.
No, because our episode. I was gonna say, no, Schwartz is it wrong though.
No. Like our episode of the podcast, be like, hey, if you want to date me, this is
season 3, episode 6. Like 56 minutes in.
This is the one. Okay, so next time we are at Gay Pride, our favorite. Stassi yells at Schwartz for being friends with Jax. Jax meets Vale, who's interviewing at Sir, and Jax wants to sleep with her. Kristen confronts Ariana about, you know, last year.
Oh my God.
We had the whole Sandoval issue. Kristen is going back to Tom's again to get her mail. And even James is like sick of it.
We can forward our mail, dude.
And Tom again needs to talk to Kristen very sternly so she gets that they're still not dating. They're not dating anymore. Oh, okay. Accepted and blocked.
I want to do blocked first.
Okay, who are you blocking? I have two choices I need to
do. I know. I'm going to do one of yours so you can do the other.
Do it. I'll do the other. I hate them both.
I'm blocking Jax because he just does the most revolting things and then plays the victim. And once he gets confronted, listen, if you're going to spout some shit, own it. Sheena owned her shit, so I can't be mad at her.
Right. Yeah, Sheena's great. That actually works because I really wanted to block Schwartz. Hey bro, why you cheating? Stop cheating.
No. That means this was season 1 he did this.
Yeah, fucking stop cheating. Stand up for your girlfriend. Stop being scared of Jax, man. Kick his ass to the curb for a hot second. Make Jax realize he's gonna lose you as a friend. Because guess what happened? Tom Sandoval cut Jax out. And now look, Jax is never gonna fuck with Tom Sandoval again.
At least not for a little bit.
Jax isn't fucking with Ariana and Tom's relationship, so you better kick his ass to the curb. Bro, and you best have cleaned that whole apartment and have so much in store for Katie. You better win her back because
past self of Schwartz. You should have brought wine and ice cream.
You fucked up just showing up with one thing of flowers. You fucked up. Fuck. Okay. Accepted. I don't know. I feel like again, everyone's just mediocre.
Okay. I've got mine. I'm going to accept Stassi. I think she handled her conversation with Kristen very well. I'm very proud of her for even going to have that conversation. I think it went very well because we all know how Stassi can be. She's kind of like Jackson in a way. I feel like she kind of blacks things out and just likes to scream. So I think that went really well. She also had to confront her friend about the rumors. It's never fun telling your friend that there's rumors about them. So I think she handled that very well and then is being very supportive.
Okay. Last episode, you accepted Stassi and I completely disagreed. And this episode, I don't disagree. So that's good.
Okay.
I don't disagree. I'm not going to accept Stassi, but I thought last episode she was the worst. Okay. But it's fine. I can't wait for the episode that like one of us accepts someone and the other one blocks that same person. That's going to be great. Okay. This is just one for the friends. I'm going to accept Tom Sandoval. Though I know he wasn't a major player in this episode, Tom Sandoval seems to be the only one mad that people are spreading rumors about Schwartz and Katie. He's the only one that's got their back. He's the only one that seems to be fucking nice. And you know what? I get it. He doesn't like Trey passing, but he did it. And he's not emasculated. And he didn't fuck up like Jack. So you know what? And I understand these were two kind of side-ish characters, but no one's sticking out for me.
No.
Honestly, I mean, my other thought was Sheena, just for owning up. I appreciate it.
Listen, I will give her a bronze star for that. No gold, no silver. You get a bronze one.
I'll give her a little gold star.
No.
But, you know.
She's not good as gold this episode. She's kind of being a little bitch.
I couldn't even sing it. I love that episode. There's one, though. Sheena's got a bop, you guys. It is, I don't even know. Okay. James Kennedy was the producer, and
you're giving some spoilers.
No, it's not. James Kennedy is in, he's in the music biz. It's called Shake That. Everyone go listen. It's never on an episode, so it's not a spoiler. It's just background. Okay. Sheena releases a song. Okay, that's it. Be sure to join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Also, check out our Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun. I think that's it.
And then look out for our One Season Wonders. We'll start that podcast this summer.
One Season Wonders. Yes, thank you so much for listening. We love you more than a bottle of vodka.